Even small banks in your town, even credit unions, they have online banking today. So take advantage of that. It'll save you a ton of time, and it's everywhere.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello there, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm Mike Butler, and today we're kicking off a 5-episode series on the banking do's and don'ts. Now, the first episode is going to be big bank versus small bank versus in the cloud banks and your business and consumer differences at banks. The second is going to be on debit card stuff you never knew. Third is going to be the must-have bank accounts. Number four is going to be paperless versus snail mail, the pros and cons. And finally, on the 5th episode, our favorite is how to make bank deposits efficiently. So let's get started into the first episode. So this one's going to be small bank versus a big bank versus a cloud bank. Now, I recommend, and I like having this, if you want to have a relationship, okay, and to have a lot of flexibility and creativity, that's only going to happen with a small bank, your small town local bank. And they have those in big cities as well. Community banks, local banks, don't forget about credit unions. I'll lump them into that same arena, that same bucket. Okay, now when it comes to the big banks, and in the big banks, they've got policies to follow, okay? And then after the big banking, all the financial tsunami we had the last 10 years or so ago, the feds have come down real hard on banks. And so they are behind the scenes doing inspections, seeing about compliance. My daughter is a compliance officer at a small town bank, and she sees all that stuff, and I get updated on all that stuff. And she's married to my son-in-law, who's a vice president of another small bank that has about 20 branches here in my town. So I get firsthand, I don't want to call it hearsay, but I get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, on what is going on. Now, we also used to own part of a bank, me and my good friend, Rue McFarland, years ago. Well, I'm just sharing that stuff. So the banking, so small town bank or small bank versus big bank versus cloud bank. So if you want a personal relationship, have a lot of creativity, a lot of flexibility, the small town bank is and credit unions are going to be where you need to have an account, okay? Now, big banks, you're treated like a number. So how many times have you gone into, if you have an account, a bank account at a big bank, you go in there to get a cashier's check or a certified check. They want to charge you $5. Well, the teller is not trying to beat up on you. They're following their company policy, okay? And so the big banks make money on fees. If you notice that, every time you turn around, a fee for this, fee for that, fee for this. And the big banks, they have branches, right? All over town. And so they got to pay for the utility bill and for the dumpster, for the garbage getting picked up, maintain the roof, the parking lot, payroll, equipment, computers, all that kind of stuff, okay? So, and who's going to pay for that? We are, by them charging us fees. Now, a cloud bank, those things are becoming, well, they're already popular. I don't know the names of them, but I've heard one called, I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, there's banks in the cloud. On the internet, they have no physical branches. Well, definitely, if you want to do banking with them, you're a number. You've got zero flexibility with those and with the big banks. And you can have a relationship with a branch manager in a big bank. But what I had found is they always get moved around. I mean, I've got one of my Fifth Third Bank branch managers. He's gone to like 3 or 4 different banks since then. I still have a relationship with them. And I follow them around more so than the other. And what they do, they keep putting these people in there that I don't know. So the small town bank is what I recommend. Now, even small banks, okay, in your town, even credit unions, they have online banking today. So take advantage of that. It'll save you a ton of time and you won't have to. Well, it's online banking. It's everywhere. It's e-commerce, okay? Now, the big bank benefit, you got locations all over town. And this online banking concept, it's the industry trend. and it's going over and over and over again. I see where they're becoming more interactive. Okay. They almost want to take your blood, take your thumbprint, blah, blah, blah. So my recommendation is this: make sure that you have a small bank account. Make sure you do business with a small bank or with a credit union that's local. Okay. And then it's also nice because I started out this way. The big bank make that secondary, but I still have my operating accounts at a big bank simply because it's too difficult to change. And so that's what I recommend. Now, there's also a big difference, and you may not know this, okay? And I didn't know this, but there's a big difference between business accounts and consumer accounts. Now, what does that mean? Well, business accounts, they're under a whole different set of rules than a consumer account. So the consumer account, the federal government steps in to protect consumers. So there's all kinds of rules, regulations, laws they got to follow, and this and that. Business accounts, exempt. Didn't know that, did you? So now you've heard about your consumer accounts being FDIC insured. Well, I just found out that the business accounts also are FDIC insured up to $250,000. And here's the way they separate: per depositor. Now, what does that mean? Okay, so let's say that you have an LLC and your LLC has a checking account and another bank account used for security deposits. Well, that LLC is one entity. It has its own EIN number, okay, federal tax ID number. And so that one entity, okay, FDIC insures that up to $250,000. Now, if you've got another LLC, or C S-Corp for whatever reason, well, if it has its own EIN number, well, then it too will be insured up to $250,000. Doesn't matter how many bank accounts it has, okay? And then if you have personal accounts using your social security number, okay, then it too would be FDIC insured, okay? And I didn't know that. So that's an interesting thing to pass on. So $250,000. You're insured for each entity. Each depositor is the exact words that they used. Okay, so remember this: business accounts are the wild, wild west. And be careful about that. Make sure you ask questions. But we're going to get into it in this five-episode series. You're going to see where there's going to be a lot of things in here that I hope that I share with you that you didn't know, and we can protect ourselves a lot better. So the next episode, the second episode, is going to deal with debit cards, and you're going to get your socks knocked off on that one. So with that, guys, do whatever you got to do to follow me, subscribe, pass this on, share it with other investors. And we got four more episodes to go through on this one here. So adios, see you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.